You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're talking about a disturbing and often overlooked threat to some of the most vulnerable among us, children. Here's a shocking reality. Every 75 seconds in America, someone ends up in the ER because of a dog bite, and over half of those victims are kids under 12. The numbers are staggering, and they're rising. In this episode, we're digging into why these attacks happen, how to prevent them, and what families need to know when a child gets hurt.
That's particularly frightening when you consider how vulnerable young children are. What makes them such frequent targets?
Well, it comes down to several biological and behavioral factors. Their small size puts their faces right at dog mouth level, and they make those sudden, unpredictable movements that can startle even well-trained dogs. Plus, their high-pitched voices can actually trigger a prey response in some animals.
And from what I understand, children also struggle to read those crucial warning signs from dogs.
Exactly right. When a dog shows its teeth or stiffens its posture, many kids think it's just playing. You know, I recently reviewed a case where a child was bitten at a family gathering. It's such a common scenario. Everyone's chatting, having a good time, and suddenly a visiting cousin hugs the family dog without warning.
Oh man, and I imagine those split-second decisions can have devastating consequences.
Absolutely devastating. We're talking about serious injuries. Tears to the lips, cheeks, and eyelids that often require multiple surgeries. And here's something most people don't realize. The psychological trauma can be just as severe as the physical injuries.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, these are life-altering events we're talking about.
Right. And what's really crucial to understand is that there are often multiple parties who could be held legally responsible. Like, take this case I studied involving a school's therapy dog program. The dog had been working with kids all day, became fatigued, and ended up snapping when a student pulled its ear.
So, in that situation, would the school be liable for inadequate supervision?
Exactly. And we've seen cases involving pet sitting apps where unqualified caretakers were hired, landlords who knew about dangerous dogs but did nothing, and even product manufacturers when faulty gates or leashes contributed to an incident.
You know what's interesting? I bet most people don't realize how complex these cases can get.
That's right. And insurance companies often try to minimize these claims or shift blame onto the child or parents. But here's the thing. Most states don't consider young children legally capable of provoking a dog, and strict liability statutes still apply.
That's why having proper legal representation through the Injury Helpline seems so crucial.
Well, it really is, and the consultation is completely free. You know what's interesting? Many people hesitate to call because the dog belongs to a friend or family member. But these claims usually target homeowner's insurance, not personal assets.
That must be such a relief for families dealing with these situations.
Like, absolutely. And speaking of families, let's talk prevention. Never leave young children alone with any dog, even family pets. Teach them the be a tree technique, standing still with arms crossed and eyes down when approached by an unknown dog.
Those sound like simple but potentially life-saving rules.
They are, but if an incident does occur, the immediate response is crucial. Clean the wound, seek medical attention, document everything, and contact the injury helpline right away. Evidence can disappear quickly. Surveillance footage gets overwritten. Witnesses forget details.
And I imagine time is really of the essence in these cases.
So critical. From physical scarring to emotional trauma, the effects can persist well into adulthood. That's why it's essential to ensure families get the full compensation they deserve, not just for immediate medical needs, but for long-term care and support as well.
It really seems like having proper legal support allows families to focus on what matters most, their child's recovery.
That's exactly right. And remember, the Injury Helpline is available 24/7 for free consultations. When it comes to protecting our children's futures, there's simply no time to waste.